Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of
the Photo Facts Podcast.
I was pointing at Jim to go ahead and give us the, and that didn't work very good.
I was thinking about how loud he was because the recorder is like really close to his face. And I'm sure that you guys went, ouch! So, we're actually recording in the car, in case you have not noticed the car sounds.
Yes, you can hear the background noise. We are actually in the Photo Facts Podcast Hello Kitty car.
This would be my wife's car, and it's tricked out with Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty! Please, we would like you to send us your favorite Hello Kitty cartoon to the Photo Facts Podcast.
Is there a cartoon? I don't think there is a cartoon.
Dude, I think the Hello Kitty came from someplace.
Well, it don't show here. Maybe it shows in Asia. I don't know.
It's an anime thing.
Okay.
Okay, so, oh, we're on the way to Tulsa because Jim is speaking tonight at the Indian Nations Professional Photographers
Association.
Yep. I was going to say of America.
Which is a Tulsa Regional Guild of PPA.
Yes, so, I'm going to take some quick iPhone photos of how we have our
recording device
set up. And just because I want to, I'm going to give a shout out to Luis Torres. You can check him out at luistorres.com.
Or forweddingphotographers.com.
Yes, forweddingphotographers.com. Myself being a wedding photographer, I love following Mr. Luis Torres. Luis.
I actually listen to the podcast as well, even though I'm not in my eyes a wedding photographer. I've shot one wedding in the last, I don't know, 2-3 years. Anyway, I like him because he's got some great insight, some great tips, great philosophy.
Absolutely, yeah. Great sense of humor.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
So we like him. Maybe we can convince him to come on the show one time.
And if you know... Christian Sangre?
Yes.
He reminds me of Luis Torres and vice versa. I mean, when I saw Luis Torres, I was like, oh, that looks like, he reminds me of Christian. And I told Christian that, and so now he's listening to the podcast.
Oh, so let's give a shout out to Christian Sangre.
Yeah.
Prince Charmin Photography. I think it's princecharmins.com. I think it's his
website.
Something
like that, yeah.
We'll get the show notes so you can follow him. He
I took Christian Sangre's recent profile picture.
Yes, you did. Hey, you know what? We didn't bring that up yet. We haven't had a podcast since our birthday.
That's true. Oh, that's right.
So, check out the photos we did on Facebook. Our wives, Rachel, that's married to Jim, and Terry, that's married to me. And they threw us a 50th birthday photo walk.
Yeah.
Invited our friends and family, and we had a blast.
Yeah, it was a blast. I had a great time.
I think it was probably one of the most thoughtful gifts that I can remember. I mean, they both put thought into that.
You know, it's actually kind of sad on my end because Rachel actually invited several of my friends that I know, and none of them showed. My family showed, thank God, but my friends that she invited did not show.
Really? Do you think they listen to the podcast?
If they do, then
you suck!
That's right.
Oh my God, am I leaking? No.
No.
Sorry. It's a bottle of water.
Yeah.
My leg touched it.
It's okay. I didn't cry or anything. Just when I got home in bed, you know. But anyway.
That's funny. I think you're further away from the microphone. They can't hear you.
Okay. So anyway, we're on the way to Tulsa, and I'm going to speak on Lightroom, show people what I do in Lightroom. So
this is a good, a nonchalant, off-the-cuff podcast. Why are you doing this, Jim?
Well, because I like showing people Lightroom, because Lightroom is what I believe the way to go. I mean,
that's not really what I was looking for, but okay.
Okay, why am I going?
Why do you feel important to donate your time and energy to, I'm like leading the witness.
The same reason that I do this podcast. Because I like helping people. I like people to know more than they know so that they can do a better job. How about that?
I like that. So we're helping improve the industry.
Not to mention I get a merit.
With the PPA.
PPA, yeah.
Yeah, baby!
So, yeah, I like helping people, and I really like doing one-on-ones, by the way, if you want to get together with me. But that wasn't an ad or anything.
Selfish plug. Yes, please call jimfelder.com if you need to get a one-on-one jump start on Lightroom today.
Thank you, Robert.
We're on the way to Tulsa.
Yeah. And by today, I mean, you could do it today because by the time I get this up on the iTunes, it could be today, you know?
Yeah, it you know what? It could be today. I'm going to turn the flash on because I'm, like, seriously backlit.
Yeah, the recorder is actually swinging on the dash or the, what is that called? The header of the car? The car, you know, the little...
Console.
Overhead console.
A plane has an overhead console.
Yeah. And by the way, we have not been drinking.
No.
If it sounds like that.
No, we have not been drinking. Okay, I'm trying to get a photo. I'm actually going to post this picture on the Photo Facts podcast, and I'm going to do it through Instagram probably. So, we haven't checked mail for the Photo Facts podcast. Have we had anything in mail?
You know what? We have not, because I have that on my Mac now. It comes in on my Mac.
So okay, good. I think I have it on my phone.
We did have one email come from... she's going to kill us now that we can't remember.
You better be cutting this portion out of the Photo Fact podcast.
Okay. We did get an email from
Eva Ryan.
And she told us that. She told us the
longest episode for Photo Facts podcast.
No, she actually provided some suggestions on the little cookout we're supposed to have.
Oh, God, you know what? Yeah. We forgot about the cookout. We need to do that really soon.
But it might be me, you, and her, and that'd be it.
No, we're going to have more people because... Really? All right, so for the people that are listening to our podcast, I have contacted a wonderful friend, photographer, and chef... to come help us on this, and
is
if
he
we
a photographer?
Can, yeah, he is.
I didn't know that.
No, not him.
Oh,
Brian Denton.
Oh,
He just bought a brand new smoker.
Oh, so Brian.
So he can say he can smoke the meat for us.
I don't know why I keep thinking Brian Davis. They have the same beard. I just keep getting mixed up.
They do. And Brian Davis is a wonderful photographer. He does more. You know what? Not come to think, I'm not sure if Brian Davis actually cooks.
Yeah, this is how Robert and I's conversations go all the time. We go off on tangents all the time.
Yes,
we
absolutely.
Sidetracked. Anyway.
Welcome to our head.
Yes. Okay, so Brian Denton is bringing.
Well, we're going to see about raising some money, or basically the Photo Facts podcast. Jim and I somehow are going to buy the meat. So my idea was doing hamburgers and hot dogs to make it easy, affordable, economical, and fun. Yeah. But I may actually throw some dollars to Brian Denton and have him bring his smoker out and smoke us a half a pig.
Smoke us?
Well, not us.
Half a pig? Oh.
Okay, maybe a quarter pig. I don't know. It just depends on how many Jewish photographers don't show. Because Jewish people don't eat meat. Pork. They don't eat pork.
That. I don't eat pork because it doesn't agree with me. So that's okay.
Really?
I can't do it. I love bacon, but I can't eat it.
Are you kidding me? Seriously?
I'm being serious. I'll eat ham more than I'll eat bacon.
Because those are like honey-baked ham things with a little crispy sugar on it. Oh, my God. That is just not even fair.
Was that another tangent?
Yeah. That was another tangent. I'm sorry. Okay, so I want to do something like Louis Torres does, because I got to tell you, it's awesome. So if you want to contact us at Photo Facts Podcast, before we respond to your email request, please friend us on Facebook. I think right now we have 51 friends.
Really? That's all?
I think 51.
You mean likes?
Likes. That's what I meant. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Likes. But that's the same as friends.
No. They can like your page and they don't have to be your friend.
You're funny.
Okay.
I love you too. Okay. So we want to hear from you. So please go like our page, Photo Facts Podcast on Facebook.
Yeah. It's easy to find.
Easy to find.
That's
you can't miss
that's
us.
That's with an F. F-O-T-O.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. I always forget to bring that up.
I do too.
Because I'm Spanish, the F-O-T-O is very much ingrained in my body. So that's the way photo should be spelled.
Oh.
Versus okay. Photo. So it's different. Okay,
no,
good.
Not foot. It's PhotoFacts podcast.
PhotoFacts, yes. Yeah. It's amazing how photo isn't, or phonetics is not even spelled phonetically.
Yeah. It is crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, yeah. So FOTO Facts podcast.
Okay, we should probably have some kind of meat to this conversation.
Yeah, yeah. So, Robert,
Why am I have to provide the meat?
I don't know.
I'm gonna try and get the meat for Brian to smoke. Now I gotta come with meat in the car as well.
Okay, so
You know what? No. We're not turning this on Robert.
I'm trying to come up with some meat.
Well, the meat is you're gonna go talk, and we're on the way to Tulsa right now to talk. So why don't you give our listeners five things that you wish everyone knew about Lightroom?
Okay.
Five things.
Okay, five
number
things.
Number one. You know how they do like five things you didn't know about Lightroom?
Yeah.
Or, you know, the Washington Monument or something like that.
Yeah.
So five things that we want our listeners to know that they may not have known about Lightroom.
Oh my. Okay. Wow, that's a tough one. We'll pause here so I can think.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, I can't think of anything. No.
Okay, we had a pause?
No, it's good. I can cut it out.
Oh, you're going to cut it out?
Yeah, I'm going to cut it out.
All right.
Should I cut it out? Yeah, I'll cut it out.
You can cut it out.
I'll cut it out. Cut it out. Oh.
I like to cut that out.
Okay, one thing that you may not know is that the forward slash key on your keyboard will show you before and after.
The forward slash.
Forward slash. It could be the backslash. I can't remember.
We'll have to post that in the show notes.
Yes. The slash. One of the slashes. Before or back.
Okay. I would like to. Okay. He needs to take that one back because that one sucks.
No, it does not. Before and after? That's awesome. Hold down the button. You see before. Oh, and after. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
That rocks. I actually learned that from.
I've never used that.
From Matt Kleskowski when I went to the seminar. I wrote that in one of my notes. And I was reviewing
crap.
That note.
Now you mentioned Matt, so now we have to put a link to him, too.
I can cut that out.
No, let's not cut it out.
Okay.
It might be worthy for us.
Right. Yeah, it might help our SEO. Another one is...
Okay, how about the one you showed me about the shortcut key for the commands? Remember how I could never remember the commands?
Yes.
And there's a key that you hit that you get an overlay.
An overlay of keyboard shortcuts. And that one is Command...
I don't know.
Forward slash.
Yes, I actually have it written on a sticky note underneath my desk mat.
Yeah. It is one. It is the forward slash, command, or I'm sorry, command on the Mac or control on the PC, the forward slash. If you want to try, if it doesn't work, use the backslash. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
He'll put these correct. He'll put these in. Yeah, you got to put these in there just because it's going to be screwed up. Okay, so there's number two.
Number two.
Okay, how about number three?
Number three is... If you want to see your photo larger, if you're in there editing and you've got all your palettes open, you've got your left side, you know, your library and all this stuff, all those little panels that are up, if you hold down shift and tab, hold down shift and hit tab, then it will hide all of the palettes except for the toolbar. If you hit T, that will go away. But if you hit shift tab, they'll go away, and if you hit shift tab again, it will come back.
Okay, so shift tab does what now again? I'm sorry, I was trying to take a photo. I wasn't paying attention.
They all heard it.
Okay, all right, good. All right, fine. I guess I'm about to listen to my own podcast.
Shift tab, and it will hide all the palettes.
Okay, I got to be honest with you. I did not know that.
Yes, it will hide. It will take them all away and make your photo bigger, and then we hit it again, it will put them all back.
What I do when I'm confused on it is I hit the L for lights out.
Yeah, well, you hit L, it dims.
But it, yes.
If you hit L again, it makes it
right.
darker. Yeah.
But it doesn't make the photo bigger. It doesn't go full screen.
Oh, no,
it just dims everything down.
Sure.
So you can
but
see it.
But if you hit shift tab and then L, you'll see it full screen.
Okay, now that's like on number five, but you need to have another good five.
That's not number five. I'm on number four.
Well, no, we just did like lights out and the
okay.
command.
Well,
so that was like
I thought I was doing all five, the five most.
I was just making a comment.
Okay, that's good.
I was trying to help.
That's good. Number five.
Number five. These are all shortcut keys. We gotta have some meat.
Okay. Some meat. I'm a big shortcut key guy. I'll do some extras just in case. Okay.
Okay. Do some extra just in case. And I have to tell you, this thing is swinging so much, I cannot get a lock on my phone with this thing.
If you, on export, when you're exporting images.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Back that up.
I'll back that up.
If you. I'm editing this. On import, you can apply a preset to your images. And it can be as small as, I mean, a preset can be anything you want it to be. And you can name it import preset, right? Or import whatever, right?
That's correct, yes.
So if you always, I did the same thing. I always add a little bit of vignette. I always add some sharpening. Several things I do, like contrast and whatnot, I have a preset that on import, I apply that preset. I don't always do that, but, you know.
You just said you always do that.
No, I said I don't always do that. I always do those things, but I may not do it on import.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yes, absolutely. So you can have a preset for export.
No, import.
Oh, import, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Because you can do a preset on export.
No. You can have a preset export
function,
like if you always do the same export, you use that preset on the, it's on the bottom right. You can, it's funny, I can see that in my head.
He saw it in his head, yeah. That's pretty cool.
You can use that export setting, and it'll, you know, like the drive you choose and the whatnot, but yeah, okay.
I actually have export actions and export presets for some of mine. And Jim's like, Robert, you're...
Export actions in Lightroom?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like in the export, like it says choose another application?
No, like make it run, make it black and white when you export and stuff, or change sizes automatically when you export.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can go in...
resize your image as you're exporting.
Yeah, but I can have it do like three different sizes at the same time.
What?
Dude, yeah.
Okay, tell us how.
Okay, there is, well, and you probably know this, Jim.
I probably do.
When you go into your export dialog box, at the bottom left-hand side, there's a little button that says library. I believe it says library. I have to double check. But at that box, that dialog that comes up, the dialog box is divided basically into two main sections. On the left side is going to be some presets for your exports.
Right.
Like it says, save the disk, or you can have... Right below that, the very bottom, is a little bar.
Plug-in add-on.
Plug-in manager. Yes, plug-in manager. Right. Then you go to the plug-in manager, you get another dialog box up.
Right.
Once that comes up, there's another one that says, plug-in library.
Right.
You click that, it goes to the Lightroom library, and in there are, well, hundreds of export and import actions that you can get for free. Some are paid for. Like I have one.
Okay, I have one called Mographify, which adds a border.
Yes.
Okay.
So those are on export.
So you've got one that does that. It's not a built-in Lightroom thing. It's
No. It's, you have to do the plug-in that does that.
And it's actions. That are, where the actions come from? Is it just
on the export?
But I'm saying it's not like a Photoshop action. When you say action, are you meaning a Photoshop action?
No. Actually, it's an export action.
Okay.
So I'm sure it's using something inside of Lightroom, but you get to this. You're able to do it through export. So on the left hand side, I could select, for example, Zenfolio Upload.
Right, I have that one.
Okay, it's that one. And that one, I think I had to pay for it. Wasn't that a pay?
Yeah, it's a donation.
I think I donated like $10.
Because the same guy that does that one, I think, is the same
guy
that
does
Mographify. Facebook.
Really popular. It's like JF, like Jim Felder.
Yeah.
But it's not Jim Felder.
No.
Otherwise, we'd be in a better Hello Kitty car. So anyway, so in there is a plethora, like that word?
Yeah, I do that. I do
plethora
that.
Of
what is
plugins.
This plugin called that lets you do this little multiple
I think it's called multi-size or
wow.
something like that.
That's cool.
Anyway, when you click those, you'll notice that the right-hand side kind of changes around.
Right, yes.
And then you can select different
things.
And
the right side being all the settings that you make.
Right, in the export, as you hit the export dialog box.
The sliders, the check boxes, the
yeah, absolutely. And yeah. And some of that stuff is really crazy.
Huh.
Before the Lightroom 3 came out with the mask or the watermark, remember that same guy had a watermark one?
He sure did, right? Mm-hmm.
And now that one is no good anymore because we have it built in Lightroom.
Right, and I have to go back and listen to these episodes so that I know what notes to put in. I'll try to put a link to his
yeah, website. I should be writing stuff down, but I'm still steadily trying to get a good picture of this. And what was that?
My hand is acting weird. You flashed.
I'm trying to flash you.
Yeah, my hand is tingling. I've had my health. Yeah, but never mind.
You know what? I got to tell you, you and I are like twins. I'm seriously, dude. When I drive, does the palm of your hand kind of go to sleep a little
bit? It does. Right now, it's like I'm on this armrest, and it's not my truck. I'm driving my wife's car.
The guy in the Jeep was really eyeballing us. So I seriously had a flashback of my youth and was about ready to stick my butt out the window. But my photofaxpodcast.com tattoo is not done yet.
On your left or right?
Well, it depends.
It goes across.
It goes across. And then below it says, Made Japan.
Oh, God.
Okay,
well,
so.
I'm glad that we are able to give you these nonchalant podcasts because I really miss them. I really miss being funny and making people laugh.
I agree.
The first few or several that we did were kind of too serious.
You know, and
that's what we wanted this podcast to be.
It's
fun. We wanted it to be fun, but we wanted it to be just us talking to you and being fun. You fall asleep whenever you listen to a boring podcast. At least I do sometimes. But
dude, I cannot get a good shot of this thing. This iPhone camera is really just like. Really just, we're not supposed to cuss, but I almost did. So I'm going to add my, Jim, really, I have to give kudos to Jim because he knows more about Lightroom than I do. And you did beta testing for it as well, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yes, and, we think alike on many issues, and Lightroom is one of them. We really love Lightroom.
Right.
And I really don't get into Lightroom. I mean, there's, the basic functions of it. And I've used the printer portion, the web action, all that kind of stuff. I don't really use those very often.
I don't either.
But I've dabbled in them a little bit playing around.
Yeah, and that's why when I'm teaching, like when I'm doing this speaking, I always inform them that I'm not a pro, I'm not a certified Adobe professional or whatever. I don't know all there is to know, but I will show you what I know and share it with you.
Well, I have to tell you, I always call him when I have questions. Okay, so now the one thing people out there have different ways of processing it. And we'll preface that this is not the only way of doing it. And Jim may disagree with me. So,
go ahead.
Well, I'm going to say what my tip is that has really saved my bacon more times than once. In Lightroom, I shoot in RAW, so I have more possibilities of manipulating my file, more color density, more tonal range. Even though everything has to be exported out as a JPEG to print, I really like how Lightroom basically treats RAW in a workflow like a JPEG. When I was doing Photoshop, everything had to go through the RAW converter. You had to do the conversion. It just seemed very tedious to me. Okay?
Yeah.
It didn't seem efficient. That's why I like the Lightroom better. And my simple understanding of this is Lightroom is basically a very dedicated RAW converter engine, for lack of a better word.
It's my hub. It's
right,
my
exactly.
Hub
to your spokes of everything else.
Yeah.
Okay, so with Lightroom, and this is something also that iPhoto and I believe Aperture, at least in the very first version, kind of share, is the RAW file is unprocessed. So when you're in your Lightroom catalog and making your changes, that never affects your raw file. The raw file, the original file, is never altered. So that doesn't mess with the original file. So you can't accidentally overwrite. If you're in Lightroom, you can't overwrite your raw file and ruin it forever.
Right.
So you're making changes, for lack of a better word, you're making changes and looking at your raw file through a rose-colored glasses. And then at the end in export, you take the rose-colored glasses and apply them to a brand new file without altering your raw file.
And I want to chime in here because I just thought about this and realized this. If you're using, if you're a Bridge user and you're using Photoshop and Adobe Camera Raw, then once you open that file in Adobe Camera Raw, that dialog box, and you say open image or save image or whatever you're going to do with it, you open it in Photoshop, you save it, and yeah, you can use, you can make layers smart objects and all that kind of stuff. You can have layers and go back to it. If you have a smart layer, that's really the greatest thing about smart layers, is you can go back to it and adjust it. But with Lightroom, that history is there. You can go back to one step or all steps, and you can still go back 3-10 years later, and those steps will still be in there. And so it just baffles me. I don't know. I don't want to down people that use Bridge, but it's just I personally can't go there because of the ease that I find with Lightroom, being able to go back if I want to change that file and alter it, and not having. Am I rambling too much? Or?
No, I understand what you're saying, but I just want to just chime in and just say everybody does it differently. There are a lot of people that don't like Lightroom. They don't see they don't see the efficiency of Lightroom the way we see it. And that's the same thing of like why some people like Nikon, some people like Canon. A different way. No big deal.
Same with Mac and PC. I'm a diehard Mac person, so I mean.
However, I want to bring this up. So let me get to my thing before I forget it.
Yeah, you go ahead. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, with that said, okay, the changes, or basically your rose-colored glasses, your layer on how you're making the changes to light to your raw file, are saved in Lightroom's catalog. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If your catalog becomes corrupt, which mine has become corrupt several times, just saying, okay, especially in the very beginning of Lightroom, you lose your edits because you don't have that Lightroom catalog to see what changes you made to the raw file. That make sense?
Yes.
So, how do I work around that? It's very simple. I turn on the XMP sidecar files.
Yeah.
By turning on the XMP sidecar files, you actually get an extra file that is beside your RAW. It doesn't affect your RAW. It is a very small file that tells Lightroom how to look at the RAW. What changes did you make to the RAW?
Right, all that data is everything about that image that you've done. Like any, if you move a slider, if you whatever, that's a data file showing that contains all the changes you've made.
And of course, the only bad thing about it is if I move something from one place or another, I have to make sure that sidecar file goes with it, which really isn't a big deal because they all reside on my Drobo.
Well, not only that, but if you're putting things in folders per client or whatever, it's going to
they all stay together.
Right.
The advantage is, after this, I have lost my catalog several times, and all I have done is import at location and then read from metadata, and all my changes come back into Lightroom.
Yeah.
Because it reads everything from the sidecar file, and the sidecar file also makes it available that if I wanted to come in through the back door with Photoshop for whatever reason, Photoshop Bridge will read that sidecar file as well.
Yeah.
So that's my big tip that really made, I'm not going to say Lightroom be a bulletproof, but it made me much more at ease.
Yeah.
And for a workflow, I do send my weddings out to have an initial edit done. They'll do my culling for me, my balance, white balance, and auto toning. They'll take care of all of that. Well, I send them a hard drive or upload via FTP all the raw files of the wedding. And all they need to send back to me are the XMP sidecar files. So they send that in an email.
Yeah, because it's nothing.
Yeah, so then I take those, drop them in the folder, tell Lightroom to read from metadata, and all the changes that they made to my files are there.
Yeah.
The only thing that it does not save are flags. So I've had to change my rating system. Instead of picked, rejected, flag, and no flag, I've had to go to a star system. So selections are single star, better files are 2 stars, client picks are 5 stars, Facebook posts are 3 stars.
Here, let me share something about that.
Oh, yes, please.
That Mr. Matt Kleskowski said.
Not Matt.
In his class.
You know he's Canadian.
Yes, I do that.
I'm not sure if we can trust Canadians.
And did you also know that you knew this, but the listeners may not have known that Matt Kleskowski is also a black belt in...
Yes.
Taekwondo, or I can't remember which one. He told me at the thing.
Taekwondo, Photoshop, and Lightroom.
Yeah, it's a black belt.
He is a sensei.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is, he said that he doesn't use star ratings because...
This is going to be good. I don't think I've heard this.
The reason he doesn't use the stars is because you're either going to use the file or you're not. That's why he used the flag, the pick or reject. You're either going to use it or you're not going to use it. But there could be other uses for the star rating. Not necessarily a star rating as in this is a bad file or a good file. A star rating as in all my 2 stars are the ones that are this. And all the 3 stars are the ones that are this. And, of course, there's a lot of different ways of using that. But you could also do that with collections. But
anyway, yes, absolutely.
I'm the same way. I do the flags, pick and rejects. That's what I do. And I know those don't go with the
XMP files, but
I have yet.
And that's fine.
Problem.
Yeah, I've had problems.
What I recently started doing, though, since we've talked several times, is I used to use a new catalog per client.
Yes, Lightroom catalog.
And this year, I have started a 2013 library. That's all my pictures are going into that.
For 2013.
For clients. But for personal, I still use my personal library. But I also have a library for my OBO, for my house real estate. I have their own catalog, so just nothing but houses in there.
Okay, so, well, you know what I do, and again, everybody can do it. I just do for the entire year, 2013, personal, business, whatever, go in 2013. And then what I'm doing is I divide it up. Well, I don't divide it up. I guess when I import it, the folder it goes in is what is in there. So, like, I have family, and then in parentheses it'll say Georgia's birthday, mm-hmm. or you know Amber's car.
Right.
And then like
and
OVO.
That folder is actually what's on your hard drive.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, right. So then I'll import another one. It'll be like OVO, and then in parentheses is the actual house number.
Oh. Okay.
Like the job number.
Yeah.
So that becomes part of the metadata. It's easier to search if I forget to put that in the metadata. And for me, that's worked good. But, you know, I know a lot of photographers just use a single catalog for each client. And I think that takes away from one of the advantages of Lightroom is being a catalog and being your hub.
Right.
So I can go through. And, you know, one thing I'd like Lightroom, and I know Adobe's not listening to us, but if they do, I would like it to be able to use multiple colors per file.
Oh, right.
Okay, because...
Per image.
Per image.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, because I've always liked the color rating.
Right. I use that too.
Okay, so when we started with Lightroom, I thought, wow, you know what would be really cool is to go and make a color for images that my clients have selected for printing, which are going to be their favorites.
Right.
If they're going to pay money to print it, it's going to be their favorite.
Right.
Right? And then I want a color for Facebook post or blog post. Maybe a color for my personal favorites or something I'm going to use for advertising or for portfolio. The problem is, a lot of times, those same images are the same thing.
Yeah. Well, you can do that. You can just, whenever you create a collection, you can create virtual copies of them when you create that collection.
Yes.
But
on the virtual copies, it has to stay with the original.
True.
You can't drag the original. You can't separate the copy from its original. So I could do a second.
No, it'll go into a collection by itself. The original doesn't have to go. The copy will go into the collection.
Into a collection?
Yeah.
I'll have to check that. I haven't seen that. But anytime I've tried to move like a...
Because it'll have a checkbox in there. It says, when you I'm pretty sure...
That's okay.
One of the areas says, create virtual copy when you do this. You right-click virtual copy, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, because what I would love to do is be able to have multiple colors so that I could create smart collections of my catalog based on color. So as I'm going through a client's file and I'm selecting images for preview or images for printing or images that I like to use for my portfolio, that the smart collection would automatically grab off of those colors and create the collection that I wanted for, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
And we are seriously rambling now, aren't we?
I have one more tip.
Oh, my God.
Or I have another. We may have more.
Stand by.
This is going to be a long
podcast. Tip number six.
It's already a long podcast because we're driving for 2 hours to Tulsa. We have nothing better to do but to talk.
Well, dude, we're almost in Tulsa. We're like in Sepulpa.
Yeah, we have 16 minutes to go.
Oh, you better talk fast.
Okay. The tip is, if you're using color or not, if you've got...
What do you mean color? You mean like...
Color selection or color coding.
Color coding, yeah.
Whatever. If you've got a group of photos selected...
Yes.
And those photos are selected for a reason, well, surely they are.
You know, they're selected for a reason.
You've got them selected. Well, if you want to do something with those, like say, okay, you exported those a certain way. Well, the other group, just go up to edit, select inverse selection, and it will inverse that selection, deselect the ones you just had selected and select the others, and you can do what you were going to do with those. You didn't know that, did you?
Did not know that.
Yeah, because that's what I do when I'm shooting houses.
I bet you that's a keyword. I mean, a keystroke? I bet you that's
a keystroke?
So it's an inverse selection.
Yes, it's just inversing your selection. Like I have, for example, my panos are colored a yellow, whatever, right? Well, they're selected. Well, now I'm ready to... I export those to their own folder. Well, now I'm ready to export the other ones. So I inverse the selection and export the other ones, and they'll go to their own folder. I don't have to go back through and select them again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know what? And Jim has a wonderful tip if you're using the Mac. Hang on. Right after he, speeds up the four banger to 85 so we can change lenses...
I hope that we weren't supposed to turn there. No.
Okay. No, we're doing good.
All right, we're good. Now, what's the tip?
Well, you told me this tip a long time ago. If you have a Mac that is a dual-core processor, when you have to export lots of images, export half of them, and then right away go in to export the other half, and it'll get done faster than exporting it all at one time.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Remember that one?
Yep.
Because I had to export the Chef Fest the other day. It was like 391 images.
And you went half and half?
I went half and half, and it was done probably in like 6 minutes.
Wow, I forgot about that one.
So that's I've funny. Used that ever since you've told me that. Unless
I'm
need
sure
to,
it'll do
unless,
it on a PC.
You know Terry's not listening to this, so I'm going to say it. So unless I need an excuse to go sit on the couch for a little while, and I'll export the entire group as one, and then I'll have Terry walk by like, hey, is that computer export done yet? No, it's still going. I'm like, yeah, I got 30 minutes on the couch. Easy.
That's funny.
Okay, you had one more. What was the last one?
That was the one, the inverse selection. I'm saying.
No, you said you had maybe one more.
If we had yeah, that's right. If I had one more, meaning that would be it. But I said we may have more.
You know what? We should do a part B to this next week.
Yeah.
On the way back.
Yeah.
This could be... What episode are we up anyway?
We could
anyway?
Do part one and two and just have them both up there. Part one is this post and part two is this post.
There you go. We could do that,
On the way back. Then we could talk about
what happened. Exactly.
How sorry I was. And
you're not going to be sorry. You're awesome. Jim is amazing.
No.
There's going to be a lot of editing to this.
Yeah.
You know what? The funny thing is he has to listen to this 2 or 3 times before it gets edited.
You're right.
That's going to be crazy.
You're right.
And your left. And your left.
Left.
And your
right. Left. I thought it was left, right, left. Not right, right, left, back.
I guess it depends on which way you're going.
I guess.
So where are we going to eat? Dude,
Mazzio's.
It's 4:30.
We're going to Mazzio's.
What time are we supposed to be there?
5 o'clock.
You mean we're actually going to be early to someplace?
Hey, I'm driving.
Oh, don't even try it.
Hey, I've been late once with you.
Oh, don't even. Seriously, you've been late with me like more than once.
Wasn't my fault.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's it. Send the wife on the trailer.
That wasn't the wife.
Well, then it had a very girly figure.
Okay, I think we're done here. So
I think we're done.
Stay tuned, or not stay tuned.
Don't stay tuned.
Go to the next episode and finish listening, because we're gonna do it when we get. We're gonna do more when we get back.
I think on the way back we're gonna do another one.
Yes.
The Nighttime Podcast. Oh my God, I'm so sleepy.
Oh yeah. we'll be nice and crazy on the next podcast because we'll be tired.
Oh yeah, we'll be
exhausted. We're gonna drive back tonight because the thing will probably. What, 6:30, 7:30? The thing probably lasts till 9 o'clock.
Oh yeah, then
you got a 2-hour drive.
So. And then you're gonna have to like shake hands with everybody.
Oh,
and
sure.
Oh, Jim,
yeah.
Can you answer my little questions?
Yeah.
I just thought about something. We probably shouldn't have said anything for the strip so your voice could rest.
Oh, I don't care.
You're getting ready to talk for like two hours.
I love it when I'm hoarse because I sound sexy.
Hey, man. Oh. I love it when I'm hoarse. I thought you were going to go someplace else with that. I'm just saying.
No,
I love it
me.
When I'm hoarse. Oh, I love it when I'm donkey. Okay, we're in Tulsa, so let's say bye-bye for part A.
Or part one,
okay, if you want to go one then. Because I thought this could be like an A side and a B side.
Okay.
B side not being as good.
This is side A.
This is side A.
Side A is about to end.
It's about to end.
Please flip over your 45 on side B.
Please stop your cassette tape now.
Or listen for the click on the 8-track.
Yeah, listen for the click. Do you remember that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, my God,
we recorded, our family recorded a whole murder mystery on an 8-track tape.
Oh, man, that
and
would be awesome.
I actually have it digital now. I've converted it to digital. And I'm a little kid. You can hear my voice. You know, it's funny. I'm like 9 years old.
You have it digital?
I do have it digital.
Dude, upload that to the podcast.
Oh, it's terribly long. You'll get bored. And it's funny because a lot of it is inside jokes that
no one else would know
about. But
are you going the right way?
Yes, it says I'm going the right way.
Okay, good. All right, part A.
Part A is now
officially done.
Officially done. Push stop, Robert.
Stop. Okay, we are red. We are recording. We are live.
Okay, due to technical difficulties, we just recorded a whole episode of a whole bunch of stuff that did not record.
So I guess we did not record.
We did not record.
No, we did
not.
Here
we go. Listen. Oh.
Oh. We're at the end of the turnpike.
Yep. Is it? Are you sure it's counting? Is it counting?
Dude, the red light's on.
Oh, I know that, but, you know, that's what happened last time.
34,
okay.
35.
That's good.
Okay, we're counting. All right.
Okay,
well,
so I don't even know where to start.
I don't know where to start either. You know what? The side A was long, and there was actually some, you know, of the other side. I think it was like after the call from Rachel. Did Rachel call? Or that was
she did call.
While we were driving?
Yeah.
I thought it was side A.
It was.
She didn't call during side B?
No, she didn't.
So we didn't get anything on side B?
No.
Oh, I thought we at least got something. Okay, well.
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay, so we're on the way back.
We don't have time, actually, for another whole...
Not a whole hour.
But, what's the main thing that we need to tell them? We want you guys to let us know, like, we're gonna do some classes at the studio, 616 Studios,
yes,
downtown, and we want to start doing some classes, like, 5 hours Lightroom and 5 hours or four hours Lightroom, 4 hours of lighting with Robert or whatever, camera, whatever, right? I'll definitely be doing Lightroom. I might do a little bit of Photoshop, but just send us some info. What's the best time? What's the best day? You know, and we want to start doing that pretty regularly. So that's one. So Robert,
that was pretty good. Well, the next one. Oh.
Well, that's okay. It's spinning.
It's spinning. Everybody's dizzy. Okay, I guess we can sit here and chit chat while Terry. Yeah, just pull up right there in front.
Yeah.
That'll be fine. She'll see us. I'm trying to keep Jim from having to drive all the way down to Mustang since he lives on the Bethany side. Okay, so you put this right here. Oh, seriously, is someone going to show up with the pop, pop, pop music? That's going to be funny. Okay, so yes, we're going to do that. I also made a connection at, I made a connection to have a business.
Yes.
Podcast.
Yes.
So if you have any direct questions for our business guest speaker, please
send them to
send us
our email or the
exactly. Reach us on thephotofactspodcast.com.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different ways. Just go to the website and check it out.
And also, Chris from Dallas, High Volume Studio.
Oh yeah, Chris,
Crazy Chris.
Yeah.
Hang on, he's actually on my Voxer. Oh, that's wrong. Let's not listen to that one.
We're very tired because it's 10 till 11.
My woman is an herbalist and will make sure that I diet and work out appropriately. Yay!
That's Chris.
Okay, that was really crazy, Chris, and we just did that on the podcast, Side B. Haha, just letting you know. So, if you have any questions for Chris, please make sure you hit us on the Photo Facts Podcast. Chris runs a high volume studio. High volume, low cost?
Yeah.
Yeah, high volume, low cost. 3 days a week. Makes so, money at it. Profitable.
Okay, so Robert's going to do, he's going to do the Super Monday with PPA.
Oh, yeah, we didn't bring up that. We have four photographers doing Super Monday PPA.
Also, you're doing, what? What are you doing? Besides what you were doing?
I don't know. What am
yeah,
I
but
doing?
There was another thing. Super Monday, there was another one. Wasn't there?
PPOK
school. Yeah, PPO
school. PPO yeah. school. I yeah. call it PPOK school because I like, because if it's PPO,
uh-huh.
it's Professional Photographers of Ohio.
Yeah, but that's what the web, that's what the URL is, PPO school.
So no, it's not. It's PPOK school.
No, it's not.
Dude, it is.
I do the website. I'm the webmaster, dude. What are you talking about?
Dude, it's PPOK school.
No, it's not.
Dude.
Here, I'm pulling up my phone right now.
All
right,
pull up the phone. If it was PPO school, it would be Professional Photographers of Ohio school. It's PPOK school.
Nope. I'm always right, Robert.
I'm never wrong. He is on his phone right now looking at. And I know that he's right, but I just love... I love to make you squirm, baby.
Okay.
Hey, that's a nice mobile version of the PPO school.
Yeah, it is. It is nice, but there's that one thing there that...
where did that come
thumbnail.
From?
It's the thumbnail, you know, the featured image that doesn't come on there.
Can you not turn the featured image? Oh, that's a nice shot of Randy Taylor.
Yeah.
I bet you he took that himself.
He probably did. Let's see, you got the menu and...
I'm
glad
that.
You guys can see this, you know, so you can experience this with us.
Just go to the PPO school. Oh, yeah. You know what? I bet you Terry doesn't
oh, crap,
know what...
that logo is wrong. It says 2012.
Let me see where Terry is. Because Terry doesn't know we're in Rachel's car.
Well, text her. Tell her.
Oh, you know what? You know what I just thought about?
What?
I got...
the finder thing?
I got the finder thing.
I'm glad you guys could experience this... nonchalantness with us, this unprofessional type podcast.
Yeah, we're not as direct. I seriously still think that Luis Torres has cheat notes because he is like on target with his podcast.
No, I just think Luis is just that cool.
Well, that's probably a really good idea about that. That's probably a good thing. Okay, Terry is 0.5 miles away. Psst, look at zooming in. She is coming
up. Wow,
look at that. So yeah. By the time the refresh rate is on this, she's probably like...
Yeah, she's further along.
Yeah, right. She's further along. So she's probably like really close to being here.
That's one of those cars is her right there. Not that one, but the next one.
Yeah, the one, not the one turning that
she's
way.
Turning
that's
this
right
way.
There.
Yeah, I guarantee.
Okay, so we're going to wrap up the Photo Facts Podcast. Is it still blinking?
No. Oh, this one right here?
Yeah, so we're still live, right?
Yes, we are still live.
Cool. All right, awesome.
You guys be awesome and shoot and send us some love.
Yeah, send us love. We need it bad.
And the next morning.
Oh, you again.
Thanks, Sam. I saw somebody walking around in there.
Oh, a bunch of nonsense. Go ahead, be back here.
Okay, good, watch out.
Okay.